times you can hear a pin drop. And God knows what we need. Last night, start singing off. It was a little quiet. One of the quietest singers I've been in a while. And seemed like it just took us a while for everybody to get where they needed to be with the Lord or get ready to go to meeting. And service got better and better and better. And I think a lot of times that the meeting could be going better if we was putting a little bit more into it. Hard to holler amen on that because they would have to be saying, oh, me to myself also. We want to come. We want to hear someone sing good. We want to hear somebody give a good testimony. But a lot of times we're not the one that's wanting to give the testimony or sing the good song. We want to be fed. Maybe it's why God laid this on my heart this morning. Early this morning I got up earlier than I normally do. And God laid this scripture on my heart over the book of St. Matthew, chapter 15. Book of St. Matthew, chapter 15. Brother EJ's around here a pretty good bit with us, and it's good to have him back with us today. And Brian, I spoke about a town. God allowed him to come back. Got a lot of visitors here today. Appreciate Brother Doyle and his family. And Madison then's been coming a while, and so I appreciate every one of you being here. God knew who was going to be here today. I knew there'd be people missing, but I'm glad Jesus ain't missing. And boy, this is really, Lord, it's just got so big this morning. I don't know if I'll be able to do anything with it or not, but I do want God's will to be done. I left there Wednesday night encouraged in the Lord. If you don't come on Wednesday night, you miss one of the best Wednesday night meetings. And I'm not bragging in no way when I say this. It had nothing to do with me preaching, but I could have went home before I preached Wednesday night and said that was the best Wednesday night meeting we've had since I've been pastor here in 11 years. And that's saying a lot. There wasn't no big crowd. As far as I know, nobody was shouting. But such a sweet spirit. Good spirit. So I appreciate the Lord and what he let us feel Wednesday night, but that service is gone. We're in another service today. And I've come to see somebody saved by God's grace. The Lord wants us saved. Yeah, I believe the church wants to see you saved, but you're going to have to want to get saved. To get saved. And I want you to stand for the reading of God's Word. I'm going to start reading at verse 21 this morning. Chapter 15 of the book of St. Matthew, and see what the Lord has for us this morning. The Bible said, then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. Behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. You may be seated this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for allowing us to be in your house today. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the good singing, Lord, that you supplied, Lord, here today at the church. Lord, there's a quietness over the church today. God, every service is different. A lot of times we think if everything ain't always the same, that something's wrong. But, Lord, I believe a lot of times services are fake when everything seems to go the same way every single time. For where people were up and we're down, churches are up and they're down. People's missing and they're here. Sometimes the service is high and sometimes the service is low. Sometimes the Spirit moves in a mighty rushing wind, and other times, Lord, you speak in a small, still voice. I thank you, God, for everything that you've done, Lord, here today. We know, Lord, that I have not the words to touch your people or feed them without your help. God, there's several other preachers here this morning, Lord, and I appreciate them being here, and I pray, God, that you would touch their heart in a special way, Lord, for coming this way. Lord, we need men, Lord, to leave this place and we'll go out and preach the Word of God everywhere we go. Lord, and as Miss Perry testified last night, she longs for the days, Lord, where the altars is filled again. Where people's worshiping you in spirit and in truth, we seem to get more moved about things that's going on in this world than we do about things that's going on outside this world. But I'm glad God loves us. And I pray, God, Lord, you'd help this service, Lord, the remainder of this service this day, to go the way you'd have it to. And Lord, I pray if there's one here today that's never met you as their personal Savior, I pray this will be that good hour. If anything's accomplished in anybody's hearts or lives here today, I'll do my best. But always remember, Lord, it's nothing we've done or said. But Lord, if anything is accomplished because you used us, and we'll thank you and we'll praise you for it all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The Bible said, then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. A lot of people don't know this, but this particular place, Tyre and Sidon, this area here was some of Israel's biggest enemies. The Lord only went to this place one time because there wasn't seemingly much moving in that particular area. This is where the Gentiles lived. And the Lord made it clear later in the Scriptures that he come to see Israel. We know if you read anything about the Word of God that the Jews was God's chosen people. And because they wouldn't accept him, that opened the door for the Gentiles. But I want you to know that even from the beginning, we all came from Adam's race. And even after Adam died, the Bible said that men began to wax evil. And there was a family left by the name of Noah. He had three sons and had three daughters, and only eight people made it on that boat. But I want you to know here this morning, whether you're red, yellow, black, or white, no matter what race or nationality, we all came from the ark that Noah was on. Amen. You might not like it, but it's true. We're all kin to one another. Politicians would like to say that we're all God's children, but that's not so. Everybody's not saved. And I'm persuaded even some that claims to be a Christian have never met Jesus as their personal Savior. Jimmy Carter might need to get saved. Amen. I'll just leave that right there. I mean, I'm telling you, if you Lord to love the Lord, it'll show up on you. You'll have things to say. There'll be fruits that'll come forth that'll let people know where you stand. The Bible said, behold, a woman of Canaan came, had the same coast, and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. She recognized who Jesus was. Amen. He was the son of David. He was the one that was going to sit on the throne of David. Amen. And you can have it if you want to this morning. He wasn't coming to sit on the earthly throne. He could have had that if he wanted to. Jesus' throne is heavenly. His kingdom's heavenly. Praise the Lord. And he's carrying us to a heavenly country. Amen. I'm glad today that Jesus loved us enough and he laid down his life for his sheep. Amen. And he loved this woman. And he loves you today. I said he loves you today. Don't be afraid to say it. Amen. That just means I agree with you. Amen. It's sad if you don't believe Jesus loves you this morning. You might need to come on and come to the altar and I can quit preaching. He loves you. You might not feel like nobody loves you today, but Jesus loves everybody. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Bible said, she said, have mercy on me, oh Lord. We'll find out here in the next couple verses that her daughter was grievously vexed with a devil. Yet the very first statement she made was, have mercy on me. It wasn't have mercy on my daughter or have mercy on my neighbor. Brother, I'm telling you today, every one of us needs mercy. And this is a personal thing. Brother EJ, and all of us need to come to the Lord. And brother, we need to ask for mercy, because without mercy we'll never make it. Amen. We need mercy and we need grace. And I'm glad he supplied both of them, ain't you? The Bible said, she said, have mercy on me, O Lord. And the Bible said, but he answered her not a word. I'm not going to get too much into this, Brother Doyle, but I know I ain't the only one that's ever experienced this. And you being a pastor, I believe we experience this a lot, where people come to us and ask us something and we really don't know what to say. Don't have a word. It may be it's lack, and I'll say this for myself, lack of knowledge or lack of understanding of the circumstance they're facing. Or lack of an answer, if you'd have it. Brother Nick, but I believe this. Jesus has answered all our needs. He's not lacking any wisdom. He don't lack any understanding. He could have told exactly what needed to be said. Yet the Bible said Jesus answered her not. Amen. You ever thought about that? How many of you's ever been praying and you felt like God didn't give you an answer? That we prayed and we went to the altar and we agonized with the Lord and we went back to the bench and felt like that the Lord didn't talk to us. I wonder if it's sometimes he knows we ain't going to listen if he did say something. I can't speak for you, but I can speak for myself. If he knows that we're going to listen, there's been times that my son and my daughter, my wife will say, Jeff, ain't you going to say something? And I want to say, why in the world am I going to say something? They're not going to listen. They're teenagers. I didn't listen when I was a teenager. You didn't listen when you was a teenager. Your teenagers ain't going to listen. Praise the Lord. Not all the time. And if you're saved, you're not going to listen to the Lord all the time. We get out of God's will. We make mistakes. That's why we need mercy. Amen. We don't always do right. I was thinking the other night, as we begin to think about the scriptures, there was a guy at work that we begin to talk about scripture, and I said, I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe a sodomite, homosexual, a lesbian, same sex, whatever you want to call it. The Bible calls it sodomy. I said, according to the word of God, they'll never make it into heaven. And that's just the way it is. If they're going to get to heaven, they'll have to get saved and change. Amen. He said, well, what do you think about tattoos? And I just smiled and said, you really want to know? And he said, I do. And I said, I think it's wrong. Amen. I thought it was wrong when I started preaching 20-something years ago, and I still think it's wrong. I think it's wrong to have one going all the way down your arm. And I think it's wrong for a girl to get one on her ankle. Just, I don't care if it's a little butterfly. I don't care if it's a rainbow. It's supposed to be God's covenant. Amen. If he had wanted a rainbow on your ankle, God would have put it there. Amen. It's a weak amen right there. God made us the way he wants us. And I've had people call me in the house and get a little offended over the tattoo. And we've even had some, and I see this on cars, it says, "Body piercing saved my soul." Amen. I want you to know some Jesus didn't go to no body piercing parlor. He was crucified. Yeah. It's a big difference. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I dare anybody that's got body piercing to be crucified. Amen. You know what would happen, Brother EJ? They'd get out of that kind of stuff. They'd find something else to do. Amen. It ain't right. It ain't never been right. And it ain't going to be right if we last another 50 years and everybody gets to do it. It'll still be wrong. God's word says not to mark your body. Amen, it does. And I'll tell you, it's sad sometimes, even as a pastor, that I see a young lady that looks so beautiful. Pretty hair, beautiful eyes, good personality. And I'm not being ugly. She looks like a coloring book. Amen. And you know what really needs to happen? They either need a daddy to teach them and train them in the ways to go, Brother EJ, or they need a godly pastor or somebody to lead them in the ways that's right. I want...